Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, the last Friday of the month. Wow. Unbelievable how this month went by so quick. Seemed like it had just begun. So what's happening on your fabulous Friday? How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. And yourself? I have my tea, so hopefully I won't cough on you all tonight. No complaints. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. I'm tired. I'm going to be honest.
You tired?
I had to set my alarm. Like, okay, it's time to get up. But I'm good. I feel a little bit refreshed. So, you know.
Good.
Yes.
I hope your head feels better, too.
Oh, yeah. It feels better because I did get some rest. So let's give a shout-out to our sponsors.
Okay. Let's do it.
Shout out to BTP Media, Didi Harrison 100, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine. Thank you for sponsoring our show. We truly appreciate it because without you, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you for sponsoring the show. So what we got going on this evening, Cousin Marcy?
Oh, we got a little bit going on. We got a little bit going on this evening. I'm just going to go ahead and second that you said for our wonderful sponsors. And, of course, our wonderful producer, Mr. Jilu. And we do thank you for helping us with Fabulous Friday, our show. Our show tonight, Queen, is going to be an interesting one. It's featuring a lot of people's favorites, but I know one of ours, the R&B artist, Jaheim. It's been a lot of fun for me. I think I know things about these artists, but it's so much stuff that I don't know. So I kind of really got excited, like, oh, okay, this is going to be a good one.
Yes, it's going to be a good one, you know. Shout out to Jaheim. Yes, Jaheim is an interesting character, someone that I truly love and respect. When he came out on the scene in 2000, but with his first album, Ghetto Love, in 2001, you know, he was criticized at first for his baggy clothes and diamond chains because he was an R&B singer, but that was his style, and they wanted him to change his style. But he was like, no, indeed, this is who I am. So, no. So go ahead and give a little background about Jaheim, his name, and, you know, stuff of that nature.
Okay. And I did want to ask you one more question about him, too. And that's interesting that you mentioned that when he did come out in 2000, that's something that I didn't know. One of his first accolades was he was featured on the soundtrack for the movie Bait, if anyone does remember Bait. And shout out to our listeners. Don't forget, before we really get into it, if you want to call in, join the show, give a shout out, make a request. The number is 914-803-4001. Tap in with us tonight. Let us know what you think about the show or just to give us a little shout out. But yes, so to get into Mr. Jaheim Hoagland was born on May 26, 1978 in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Jersey in the house. Jaheim had a rough childhood. He lost his father at an early age, and his mother was forced to raise him and his two brothers. Crime was also a part of the young man's life. Jaheim came out of jail when he was about 16 years old, which is when his mother died suddenly. His views on life took a little slight change. He was always kind of interested in music, but he did come to see that it would keep him from going further and further into the, you know, into the perils of, you know, crime and all that kind of thing like that. But he's always been talented in singing. He started, you know, doing it with hopes of making it big. His grandfather was the biggest musical influence for him. And this is kind of an older article that I'm reading. It does state today Jaheim is a successful singer as of today. But when we get into, you know, our back and forth a little more, we may be able to address some of those things that may be going on for Jaheim. Nothing too bad. But, you know, just where his whereabouts is now. But he is still singing. So I do want to go ahead and clarify that. Jaheim is still singing. Okay.
Yes.
He collaborated with several different artists. The artist that did bring him to the table, I think it was KG, cousin from Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, KG. Correct, KG from Naughty by Nature is the one who, from Divine Mill Records, he was the one to discover him in 2000, yes.
Yeah.
And also
so
KG was, I'm sorry, go ahead, cousin.
No, I was just going to say, I actually was going to ask you my question, and just to ask you, what really drew your attention to Jaheim when we read about
it? It was actually his voice, his soulful voice and his style. I love his style. And when I heard his first album, Ghetto Love, when you yourself know, that was like on repeat, whether I was at home or in the vehicle. Yeah,
right.
But that's what drew me. And then when Ghetto Love 2 came out, and then when all the others came out, I was like, okay. So, yeah, it was just like Carl Thompson. You know how Carl Thompson, Thomas, actually, when he came out, because I didn't know too much about him either, but when he came out, it was the same kind of magnet. So that's what drew me to Jaheim, was his voice and his style. Because they said
so
that
authentic.
At the age of 15, yes, very authentic. At the age of 15, he performed the Luther Vandross song, A House Is Not a Home, at the Apollo Theater, and he was crowned the winner for 3 times. So he actually has just been amazing. All of his career, you know, after, like you said, after losing his mother at an early age, he just went through it, you know, and people are so quick to judge other people, as we know, And I think as being a artist, where people like to quote and say celebrities, but as being an artist, people forget that they're human, just as human as we are. They live life just like we live life. They go through things just like we go through things. And they probably go through mm-hmm. even more because of their status in life. So when mm-hmm. they kind of dropped off, people were saying this and saying that. It was even allegedly said that he was driving an Uber. And I read somewhere mm-hmm. where he confirmed that yeah, I drive the Uber. I drive it for, first it started off as to get money. He was in need for money. But then it became where he just loved the job because he was meeting people on a different level. And it's just something I read.
Right.
How true it is, I have no idea. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that I could, you know, kind of say the same for myself. When you talk about, you know, the artist style and when you hear them, their voice comes through. You mentioned Carl Thomas. Yep, that's another one. Your Dave Hollister. So we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of fabulousness we got to get out soon.
Yes.
But, yes, I can definitely agree. Well, I can't wait. How about you? I got my list filled up.
Yeah, so let's start off with one of our songs from his debut album that came out in 2002, Still Ghetto,
mm-hmm.
Beauty and a Thug, which is also featuring the beautiful Mary J. Blige. So he got to work with a lot of other great artists as well. So beautiful.
Let's do it. Fabulous Friday. Thank you.
Wow,
queen.
The title, Beauty is a Thug.
I got to get the Mary J. Blige fan card revoked. I had never heard that song. That's wild. I had never heard that song before. I got to get my Mary fan card revoked.
Yeah, and how many of us know of a Beauty and a Thug? Raise your hands. I'm raising mine. Because it happens. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it just happens. You know, we were talking about at the age of 15 how you performed the Luther Vandross song, A House Is Not a Home, at the Apollo Theater. After he did the performance, he just knew he was on his way to becoming a star. Multiple industry acts were reaching out to him in hopes of having him signed to their label. But however, none of the deals panned out, which probably was one of the best things. You know, at the age of 15, no telling how he would have got duped, because he said that he didn't get paid for a lot of his music anyway. So when he lost his mother, Jaheim has a lot to do with grief. So perhaps he never truly got over the loss of his beloved mother, which made him make the song, and I didn't put that on our list, Everywhere I Am. Anyone who's lost a mom and you hear that song, Everywhere I Am, that song touches deep. I recall being with my brother, and he was planted one time. We were standing in Long Beach, and he had it on repeat, and I had to go out there and say, man, take it off a repeat, because you're keeping me in a place I don't want to be, because it's so deep. So,
wow. That is the truth. That is the truth. When it does come to, you know, that time, you know, when you're that age, and I think one of our previous guests, remember they talked about being in a talent show and how they knew that, this was for me. I think it was, what was the brother's name? It was from a group. I'm so sorry. Oh, from Lynch Mob. When he was on it, he said that too. When he was that age, about 15, he knew that that's what he wanted to do. Yeah. But that was an awesome start. I'm into it. Going into my library. Beauty is done.
Mm-hmm. And with Mary J. Blige. Because, being a teenager, he grew up. With him growing up in New Jersey and from the projects, he grew up in a bad situation. So he got caught up in a lot of things. So he experienced dealing with law enforcement at an early age. And
New Brunswick was a H-E-L-L hole in the town that he grew up. It was bad. New York got a lot of attention, but back then, when he came up, it was bad. Lean On Me time.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark. For real. Mm-hmm. Well, where are you going next?
Yes.
Where are you taking us to?
Well, I think I want to take us to Just In Case. That's always been
that
one. Just In Case. That's always been one of my favorites as well. But everything Jaheim has made has been one of mine. There's not a song that he didn't make. Even some of his singles that people probably don't even know about that came out, and those aren't on the list as either on our list as well. But he did a lot of singles as well. So, so if we can just hear Just In Case, I don't make it.
All right, let's get it. Just In Case. Fabulous Friday, Queen Jean, Sister Marcy, G-Blue. Let's go.
Satisfied. don't make it home tonight, baby.
From his Ghetto Love album that was produced in 2001. And from that album, he had many hits, like Just In Case is one. And then the next one I want to hear is Anything as well, that was on his album, the same album with Next.
Let's go, Jaheim. Next, Fabulous Friday. Get it.
Cousin
Marcy. You can have it, me.
Hold on, have faith in me. is yours.
You can have it,
anything I got.
Jaheim said, just dream, 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 Jaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
I heard a couple of key words in there. I heard Alexis. Okay. I heard dream.
Yeah, hold Alexis. Yeah, just dream, Jaheim.
I said, oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was talking to the girl right there.
Yeah. But his songs. Yes, we have a request as well, which also comes off the Still Ghetto album in 2002. And that request is Put That Woman First. That's one of our favorites as well, Put That Woman First. So we can get that queued up for
her.
Mm-hmm.
Put her first.
If they gleam in the sun while they're spinning, they sit on my truck and
I couldn't
end. And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, then
I couldn't end.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I couldn't end.
But oh girl, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star weekend game, girl,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for the show, Mississippi Jesus show, girl, you know that
I couldn't remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Be your lover, to be loved,
oh yeah.
Spend my life making up to you.
Oh, I forgot to be your lover.
Start bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse, can I put that one left her?
Yeah.
And you know that she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh no.
And she starts playing little games, come in and let them know. You better put that one on first.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still I'd be chasing thirsting.
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing on my head like this.
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know.
I couldn't remember.
But feeling me, babe. Tell me, how could I ever forget to be your love?
I realize
that you need love too. Spend my life making up to you.
Oh,
oh, I forgot to be your lover.
Hey, just want to remind everybody tonight in the after hours on the YouTube channel streaming live, G. Lou is going to be having a conversation with Bandana Rag, I believe. So tune into the after hours show. Also, I was reading that Jaheim had showed up to Whitney Houston's funeral in a bright blue tux, and he was denied access to go inside to the funeral, but he did receive a lot of love from the fans standing on the outside, so that made him feel a whole lot better because he was pretty upset about that. It just seemed like he always was getting a raw deal, you know, when he was always trying to do something correct. He was made fun of by the way he looked, by Charlamagne the God, you know. And he took that online and was doing that. So, you know, when you talk about people and their appearance, you can really, you know, if they're not strong, you can really, it can really damage their character personal way. So, yeah, a lot of things led to him falling off the map, you know, falling off out of the limelight as far as being an artist. There was a lot of things that did that. So
I wonder if the time had anything to do with it when he came out. What was that, like the early 2000s? And I couldn't even think of other than him. Let's see, Kim wasn't even out yet. They were still, like, kind of shunning, like, the singers, the R&B singers. Like, R&B to me still hasn't really came back to this day. Like, it's not,
right.
Where is it? Like, because they don't play it on the radio unless you listen to KJLH. So it's just like, yeah, he definitely got a raw deal. Him, Life, to me.
Oh, yeah, Life as well.
A couple of
Life
other
is
people.
An amazing
almost a
month.
Right. I want to almost say a month. It's just not bad. And, yeah, I think, you know, if you're in a group, then you got the group thing. They try to bring Day 26 out. And, of course, that did the Diddy Vortex. They all seem like, you know, they failed afterwards. So it's tough, but I hope we don't, like, lose his voice. Like, all we'll have is, you know, like, what he made. I hope he really does. You know, make a comeback.
Yeah, I think what's happening with him now, he's definitely just rebirthing himself. You know, he doesn't appear, I follow him on Instagram, he doesn't appear to be in a sad situation. It just seems as if he's rebirthing himself. He went through what he had to go through to. Also from that album, Still Ghetto 2002, another great hit off of that album is Diamond in the Rough. That's another great song. Yeah, I remember playing that, rolling down Rosecrans, just with that blurry out the. Yeah, so we could hear Diamond in the Rough.
All right, Diamond Shining, let's go.
selected for tonight for the live on the G Lou Show Friday night after hours is Bandana. He calls himself Bandana the Rag on IG, so check him out. He's from Compton as well, another CPT in the house. So
that is Bandana. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Just that one. Check, check. With Diamond and the Rest. A little familiar, but when I haven't said I heard over and over, but I like it. Yeah, like
what, Diamond and the Rough?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he
yes,
said he
Diamond
can't get over her smile.
Hey, what
I was
about
looking at some
the,
of the, oh, go ahead, go ahead.
His song Finding My Way Back with Regina King in his video.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said that he was in love with Regina King. He wanted to have a relationship. He wanted Regina King to be his woman. So the closest he could get was her being in his video with Gotta Find My Way Back. So if we can hear that one as well. And that is a nice video.
Gotta find your way back. Okay, find your way back to her. Fabulous Friday, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, G Lou, let's go. didn't want that to end. Gotta find my way back.
Nobody ever seen that video. Yeah. You never seen that video. I suggest that you go and check it out. She took that ring off and slid it across the table. Like,
I just saw it, and I was just like, oh, he's gonna fall. All right.
Yeah, that's a good video. Very meaningful video,
yeah.
Just like the song.
Uh-huh. I was looking at some of his comments and stuff that went with his videos, and just like most of them are saying, you know, what we're saying, oh man, come back, like, you know, just giving them well wishes and everything like that. So it's just nice.
Okay.
You know, to see people other than the clowns out there, the Charlemagne, the devils, like, yeah, just leave people alone. You don't know what people might be going through. They don't have to sing to us. He don't have to bless with his, you know what I'm saying? Like, people should, like you said, really think about that more. Do people nice. Yeah. Jaheim, do you know that he was nominated, three times for a Grammy? They never awarded him with one, and the only, accolade that he's received is a BET award.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and a Teen Choice Award. He got a Teen Choice Award for Put That Woman First, so that's good. That means everybody likes the song. You get to the Teen Choice Award.
Right.
Yeah. They understood it. Yeah. Wow. We gotta get you some more
work. Right. I don't know if anybody even knows about his song that he did with Nelly. Have you ever heard his song "My Place" that he did with Nelly?
Oh yeah, because you know I was a big Lunatic fan, so definitely. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
That's when I thought
he was
going to do some Teddy. Yeah, we're going to do that
right.
One.
Yes, we're going to do that
Let's
one.
Let's go.
Yeah,
look,
I'm
ready.
Then I'm going to have
Let's go. But now it's flipping, I don't want you in no other man. Why can't you understand that anything I'm offering? I gave you the world, but you just wanted argument. The time I picked you up, until the time I dropped you off again. Even the flip side on me at the mall again. It's all his fault again, what you telling all your friends? I ain't for you, the thing is mine, I just wanna call again. See how your day going, I know you're stressing on you. I know them times get hard, that's why I'm checking on you. It's yours truly mine, got a little message for you.
Mom,
won't you put
yourself down and take a seat and let me ease your mind, girl.
Like a long time, long, long time since I've seen you. Yes, it has, girl.
When I know I said some fucked up things to you before, but girl, you know I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I never meant one single word.
If I could take back every word, I would anymore. For sure, if I thought that you believed it.
Would you believe it?
Hey.
Compliments anyone that he features on, you know, that he's being featured on, and anyone that did a compilation with him. Anywho, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a few announcements, give our DJ, our producer, a little break here, and I'm going to do some announcements.
Wonderful.
Give a shout out to our, yeah, T. Lou is just amazing anyway, so what a blessing he is to many of many people. Yeah, he gives so many people a chance with his platform, you know, and it's actually growing. So shout out to G. Lou, the amazing man himself.
Right.
Actually, yes. So listen,
yes.
Today I believe it's the 30 years of the Penthouse Players is today's date. With Tweed Cadillac and Player Ham, et cetera. And he did on his show last night, gave a tribute to their anniversary. So if you missed it last night, go check it out on blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. You can get the replay of that, but it was a great show. And Tweed Cadillac show airs every Thursday. Yeah. Hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as his co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You can press 1 to speak. Or, as I stated, you can listen online, blogtalkradio.com/93 Tweed FM and his times for West Coast 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you have any music requests, contact Tweed Cadillac at yahoo.com. Tomorrow, Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels have her free food giveaway at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Shout out to Queen Cynthia Nunn. Also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo. You can follow him on Instagram and Facebook as well. He accepts donations, food, and clothing. He's always out every day, 7 days a week, helping the homeless. So check him out. You can check out his videos. He's doing a video every day when he's out there helping out the homeless. So shout out to Big Boo. Also, for bakery, we have Mother's Day coming up. If you're looking for a special cake, cupcake, treats, contact Shea Doe on Instagram, and you can order your custom-made cakes and cupcakes. But for her, all custom-made orders should be submitted in 2 weeks in advance. Follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram as well for custom-made desserts. For anybody who likes banana pudding or Filthy Rich banana pudding, her gourmet banana pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward, you can follow her on Instagram as well. She has several flavors, the caramel, strawberry, toffee, Oreo, peach, and for delivery is 805-738-5943. And for anybody who likes to make funnel cakes, which is also a good thing to get together with the family on Mother's Day, with the grandchildren, with their nanas, making funnel cakes, Fun Diggity Funnel Cake, follow on Instagram at FD Funnel Cakes. She has deep-fried Oreos, five for $5. Place a phone order at 562-235-2333. Hours of operations is from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The last order is at 8:45 p.m. It's located at 661 East 62nd Street in Los Angeles. You can order online, pickup or delivery, DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Postmates, cash, debit, or Apple Pay. Sweets by Ken, serving the San Bernardino area. Banana pudding and chocolate-covered strawberries. Follow Sweets by Ken on IG. Nora Monty Candles on IG. Great Mother Day gifts as well, or just a gift just because. They have wax melts, room and car fresheners, and candles. If you're in need of an amazing facial, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook. She serves the San Diego area, so check her out as well. And if you're looking for a dope tattoo artist, you can go to Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California, 90805. Ask for Poison. Also follow Mr. Poison on IG. That is Mr. P-O-Z, as in zebra, I-O-N. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747. The lot auto sales at 538 East PCH, Long Beach, California, 90806. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. His hours of operations are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. Also, Skip Skip Transport and Lockouts. He served in North Carolina, here in North Carolina, the Charlotte area, surrounding area, state to state, he says, and from driveway to driveway. So contact him at 704-314-7869. Have a few recommended YouTube channels. Of course, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman. He's on now with doing a conversation with OG Crip Sag. The Patio Politics, United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films, G-Connect, The POJ Show, Didi Harrison, 100, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, Seti Nash, and Incredible Javier. Also follow King Your Wear Films on IG and check out the G. Lou website, thegloushow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G. Lou. The 17th Annual Taste of Soul is back, so that would be Saturday, October the 15th at from 10 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. And Mother's Day is coming up right around the corner. So a Mother's Day Evening of Soul with Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Freddie Jackson. 3900 West Manchester Boulevard, that's the Farm, Inglewood, California, 90305 through RateYourSeats.com and InglewoodArena.com. May the 12th, we have T-Pain, Thursday from 8 to 10 at the Nova, 800 West Olympic at 335 Los Angeles. You can contact, you can get your tickets from AXS.com. And those are going to be my announcements for this evening. If you have anything
Thank
that you want to announce,
doing.
Birthday, oh, you're very welcome. Birthdays, anniversaries, or just a shout-out, a music request, you can contact me, Jean V. Berkeley, on Facebook or Queen Jean at the G. Lou Show on IG. Shout-out to anybody who's having a birthday today. Happy birthday. Or celebrating an anniversary. Happy anniversary. So,
yes, happy birthday. Thank you for having that information for us. Like every week, Cousin Jean, we appreciate you, me being one of those parts of one of those businesses. Don't forget, listeners, it don't take too much to you can support any local business, any of these pages, from the G. Lou Show to Dee Dee Harris. You got books. It's like we got a mall of material for you all with the holidays coming up. Candles. Maybe mom might want to go get that first tattoo. We got lots of poison ink. So it's just so much. It's so local that you could get. Go ahead and check them out on IG, Instagram, Facebook. Click like, follow, see what they all about. Most of them, all of us really, we're worth it. You won't be disappointed.
Yes, yes, yes. Never a disappointment. And also check out 777 Blessed, B-L-E-S-T, has new music streaming on all digital platforms as well. So check him out. His music is about mental health for anybody who has struggled with an addiction, a drug addiction. His music has a powerful statement in there. So check him out at 777 Blessed and check his music out streaming on all digital platforms as well. So let's get back to some music here.
Yes, get to
it. I wanted to, Keisha Cole, I think she was just coming on the scene when she did this song with Jaheim, The Makings of a Man.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Keisha Cole.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, too. Let's go.
You ready?
I got some fun to tell you too after
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I'm not falling out like I used to.
Oh, no.
I don't do the things that you think no wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I changed for you. Looking back, I thought I would never love like this for so many months before.
Oh, hey.
I changed for you.
I don't do the things that I used to do no more. Everything that you do, I adore. No more lies, no more games. Everything I say, I mean, hey. And all the love you give me, baby, it means so much to me. So don't take your love away. No one compares to what you do for me. And every time you see me, baby, you take me in your arms. Oh man, trust me, baby, I won't let.
Wine glasses, dinner in bed,
yeah.
Went and took some culinary classes.
Oh,
gotta stay sexy for your baby, tighten up my body. working on my ghetto Pilates. I'm not going out tonight. We can hit the sofa, cuddle up, kinda like sir. Oh, baby, whatever, let me accommodate you. Is there anything you'd like for me to change?
My plaid, but I can't cover up my tracks.
Oh no,
I did some things that I can't take back.
But baby, it's true, I will change it all for you.
Believe
you
me,
gotta believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Oh, oh,
completely,
completely in love. The old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
All the potential, and you made it so simple to be loved.
You'll never be the same.
Baby,
everything for you, I can't.
Jaheim and Keisha Cole. Yeah, that was a favorite. Favorite here.
Yeah, that was a pretty good choice right there. What's your little story or incident with Keisha Cole?
Oh, no, not with Keisha Cole, with Jaheim. I remember when he came out, I used to think I was like, who is this? Sounding like Teddy P. And I was like, I know that my place, I was thinking that's not the only song that I've heard him sing something of his. If you remember in 2004, when they was having the election for Obama, Brandy put out Wake Up Everybody, but he was included on it. It was a bunch of them. It was Brandy, Mary J. Blige, Music, Jaheim, Missy, Claudette Ortiz, Jadakiss, Ashanti, Eve, Monica, Wyclef John, like, 100 ninjas. But yeah, so they did do a Wake Up Everybody. I was looking at that too, like, oh yeah, there's Jaheim. Yeah, so that was a good thing for that election.
Speaking of Jadakiss, she did that dope song too, Every Time I Think About Her. So that's a pretty dope song. If we can get that one played, Every Time I Think About Her featuring Jadakiss.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Jaheim.
Banger. Mute myself or y'all hear me singing. That's one of my
know,
fans.
Right?
That's another note song. He can't make up his mind.
Jaheim,
I'm enjoying this so far. I can't wait to listen again.
A wonderful artist he is.
He is.
Jaheim got his own label. What was that, in 2017?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, forget you guys, I'm going to have to get my... Uh-huh.
Was it called Julie something? Yeah. That's pressure, too. When you
That's
think about it, like, okay, you think pressure takes a lot to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of money. Yeah, that takes a
yeah,
lot of money.
He said that he wasn't a... He told All Hip Hop he made good money performing his songs on the road. However, he got paid basically nothing for all the albums he had released. So he said, that's why I'm so happy celebrities are wising up and taking matters into their own hands. They're starting businesses and building empires of their own. He also
mm-hmm.
said that he was happy with his new position in the industry. He was still running his own label. and had better control over his music. I love the business. I just don't like certain people in the business. Whoa.
Have we heard that before?
Yes.
Like, I love everybody, but these people in this industry, like, what are they really trying to do to y'all? He probably did make no money off his album. He probably had to pay it all back. Shoot. That's so sad when that happens. And then you probably lose your drive for it. You'd be like, forget it. I'm about to just go raise some puppies or something.
You have to go do what?
Oh, yeah, talk about that as well.
Yeah, what year was that? That was in
21? That was last year. Well, last year, everybody was going through it. So, yeah, he got in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if he's still where he was. It did have something to do with some dogs. You could do your research along the lines of, like, Michael Vick or something like that, but he was very remorseful, just from the reports that I had read from the, like, court proceedings or whatnot. He made agreements. He might have already, see, the courts are so backed up, he might not even went to trial for it yet, so that's why I said I don't know if he's still there, but if he is, the booking information is on the actual Instagram page. So if anybody else, you can go ahead and send him your love that way. But yeah, I think he's still like awaiting that. Hopefully he's not, but it seems like he is still in there. So,
yeah. When he pushed herself away from the industry. Okay, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Hey.
Here we go. Hey.
Have you ever been in love? Was 5'4" from the floor, prettiest little thing I've ever seen before. Her body was so tight, had her hair done right, but who should he with tonight? I got that big boy sitting outside, all I need to know is she'd mind if I took her for a ride. I couldn't wait to meet her on that first date to treat her. I just wanna please her.
We jumped
up in the rain. Always running in the streets. Come home from work, ain't nothing to eat. You stretch your little dough, running home for more. Then you're straight back out the door. Somebody tell me, baby. Even though we fight, cussing all through the night. We break up and make up.
Even though she gets on my nerves, she takes shit that she don't deserve.
Tell me what the woman like. My dough get low, you be holding me up, but I'm still out here chasing, out here baby making what a brother gotta do.
never wanna let her go. But if she keeps on with the movement, she gon' make me lose it. And I hope that she can see that I'm down for her, but is she down for me? Whatever in need, I make sure she eats. She can always count on me, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Heaven mercy. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just like, yeah, every time you think about it, could make up his mind.
Okay, Doreen.
Is that a kid?
Right. Back in it.
Good, yes, definitely. Wow, what a powerful message. Unity, respect, never give up, keep your head up. Mm. You can listen
to know,
this with your kids.
That is.
That's what I love about that song.
Beautiful. Yeah, the kids was putting the message out there. When Jaheim had kind of drifted away from the scene and people were speculating that he was on drugs and et cetera, et cetera, because he revealed a lighter colored hair and a smaller frame because he dyed his hair red, his facial hair, his hair. He just went with a lighter red color. So people was thinking that he was on drugs or, you know, et cetera. But he took to his Instagram to say his new look had nothing to do with drugs nor alcohol. In fact, he had given all of those things up some years prior. He attributed his weight loss to his new meat-free diet. He even shared a cooking tutorial that included whole banana peels. So I know I knew of someone who was very muscular at one time, and I hadn't seen him in years. And I know he didn't do any drugs. He just never messed with drugs or drink alcohol. It just was something he did not do. And when I seen him again, he looked just like how Jaheim looked, but he did the same thing. He gave up all meat. So it can give you a drastic change where people can speculate because you get so small. You know, you get so small with the,
That's
so, yeah,
definite.
Just to
and
see
he's
him.
Tall. He's not, he's never been, like, overweight looking. To me, when you look at his videos, I'm seeing fabulous now, and it's just like, he's tall, he was slender, but if he did, you don't have a little meat on him. So, yeah, people got to stop that. I got that kind of bad myself because I'd be like, what's wrong with your mouth? But when you look at how he sings, it's the way that he does his mouth, and something's wrong with his neck. He got injured some kind of way back in the day. So, yeah, I agree. Mm.
Yeah, that me giving up meat will make you lose a lot of weight. And it is a drastic change, you know. I was looking at his video, Age Ain't a Factor, with Vivica Fox and Lisa Ray and Cynthia Bailey. They had fun doing that video. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. When I looked at the list, I was just like, Cynthia Bailey, what did she have a credit with Jaheim for? I did notice that a little earlier. I was on IMDb, and I was like, Cynthia Bailey from The Housewives? Yeah, so I'm going to check that one out too.
Yeah, because you know she was a professional model as well.
So he had
those three on there.
Mary J. Blige made some... She made some cameos in his video, too, so she must really rock with him.
Who, Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, Mary, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, with that being said, let's listen to our next song, which is Finders Keepers.
Let's go. Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Mr. G. Luke.
Hope we should show up, but you're the one who pushed her away. Yeah. Keep your girl.